Well, let's head now to Michigan. As President Trump is today, he'll tour a Ford motor plant making ventilators. In the wake of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's announcement this morning of the slow reopening of the state starting today. Now, ahead of his trip, the president falsely claimed on Twitter that Michigan's Secretary of State was illegally mailing voting ballots to Michiganders. She wasn't. She was sending applications for mail-in ballots, just as her Republican counterparts in other states are doing. But the president threatened to withhold aid to the state, something Governor Whitmer addressed on CBS this morning.
Threatening to take money away from a state that is hurting as bad as we are right now is just scary, and I think something that is unacceptable.
The state is hurting from COVID-19 and flooding. 10,000 residents are displaced after two dams breached earlier this week. And Whitmer had written asking the president to declare a federal emergency in that area. But Trump has vilified Whitmer and tweeted support of protesters, many armed, enraged by her stay-at-home restrictions, even though those restrictions followed Trump administration guidelines. And did we mention Whitmer is being considered as Joe Biden's running mate? There's a lot to take up here. So let's bring in Rick Pluta, reporter with Michigan Public Radio. And Rick, briefly, this announcement today that Whitmer would be lifting some social restrictions on gatherings and businesses would slowly reopen. Tell us a little more about what she said.
Okay, well, Michigan has been operating under a what's called a stay-at-home order for weeks and weeks, although under this new stay-at-home order, which we're expecting next week, more people will be able to step out. Auto dealers will be allowed to resume seeing customers by appointment. Doctors, dentists, veterinarians will be able to see patients for non-essential services. And somewhat significantly now, gatherings of 10 people will be allowed, 10 or fewer will be allowed, but they still have to practice social distancing and other precautions.
Yeah, we're also seeing that retail businesses, many of them across the state, can reopen May 26 with some restrictions. Auto showrooms open by appointment May 26, veterinary services maybe May 29th. So, you know, we remember that President Trump's criticism of her is that she needed to liberate Michiganders. This kind of undercuts that as he heads to the state. But we have seen those protesters. Sure, people devastated by, you know, financially by the stay-at-home restrictions. Also Trump supporters who've openly said they just don't want her telling them what to do. But
right.
What do polls show, you know, about the support she has in her handling of COVID-19?
Well, we're seeing this in Michigan. We're also seeing this in other states, and that's with both Republican and Democratic governors. Whitmer is a Democrat, and by and large, people support the restrictions. They support these measures, these stay-at-home orders and whatnot, in order to tame the effects of COVID-19. And we should point out that politically that matters in Michigan because the election was so close here the last time around. The presidential election was so close here the last time around.
Right. Trump narrowly won in 2016.
0.23 of a percentage point.
That's narrow.
That's narrow.
Right. And we know the president is expected to tour this Ford Motor Plant. And yesterday, Michigan's attorney general said that under state law, he has a legal responsibility to wear a mask. The president has not worn a mask while visiting factories. And we also understood that there was a, you know, tie to this, that he would not be allowed to visit again. I mean, what's the talk there about? I'm sure people are watching. What's the talk about the mask and President Trump?
Well, I mean, talk, because obviously no one is going to try to take some kind of law enforcement action against the president of the United States visiting a factory. The Governor Whitmer, has asked the president to use the opportunity to sign an emergency declaration for a separate national, a natural disaster in northern Michigan. Mm-hmm. But but that's kind of it. She has asked that in the future, should the president or the vice president visit, that they do abide by these restrictions, social distancing, masks.
Right. I just have to ask you very briefly, Rick.
Sure.
Governor Whitmer did confirm that she's talking with Joe Biden's campaign about being his running mate. Has she said, and again, just a couple seconds here, is she considering it?
She said that she's focused right now on addressing the disasters in Michigan, because you're not going to get something like that if you fail in what's happening in your backyard.
Right. Michigan Public Radio reporter Rick Pluta, thank you.